Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
So, that was A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. Song written by Shel Silverstein of Where the Sidewalk Ends fame. Also, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout, who would not take the garbage out. Anyhow, it's 9:04. This is Ear Buddies. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and the theme of this week's show is songs that tell stories. Songs with plots, ballads, flash fiction set to music, whatever you want to call it, but little short stories. So, moving right along, here's a classic.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
She did ballet. out with him.
Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
Gave me. There's wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Or if you're trying to quit smoking, you could always try vaping. Oh, wait. This is Massachusetts. Never mind. You're listening to Air Buddies, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. And this week, I'm playing all songs that tell stories. Little bits of fiction, 3 to 8 minutes long. I'll tell you what we played. We started that set off with Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue. Then we heard El Paso by Marty Robbins, Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne, Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. Then we heard Operator, That's Not the Way It Feels by Jim Croce, and Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf. And now, here's a little story about a girl who disobeyed her father and lost her driving privileges.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. cross my mind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Come, little daughter, I said to the youngest one, put your coat on, we'll have some fun. We'll go out to the mountains, the one to explore. The face lit up, I'm standing by the door. Lit up, I'm standing by the door. Come, little daughter, I will carry the lanterns. We'll go out tonight, we'll go to the caverns. We'll go out tonight, we'll go to the caves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. Know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. I gave her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. To the tale that I tell. You wanna know how to take a short trip to hell? It's guaranteed to get your own place in hell. Just take your lovely daughter and push her in the well. Take your lovely daughter and throw her in the well. Speak to me of lovers with a broken heart. You wanna know what will really tear you apart? I'm going out to the barn with a never stopping pain. I'm going out to the barn to hang myself in shame.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Today days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, "Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you." Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, they just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, "Patches, I'm depending on you, son. The blood found me through. My son, it's all left up to you." Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, "Patches, depending on your son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest." I can still hear Papa when he said, "Patches, I'm depending on your son. The world found the truth. My son, it's all up to you."
Ago in days of old, there lived a knight who wasn't quite as bold as a knight should be. He rode an old gray mare called Bess, searching for a damsel in distress, just to see if he could set her free. Up the tower steps he sneaked, but as he moved his rusty armor squeaked such a mournful note. And all the sentries at their post thought it must have been the castle ghost. They jumped for their lives in the moat. Sword with a rusty blade, as he bent to kiss his bride, he found that he was rusted up inside in his battle dress. And I can't guess how they still got married and had twins. They came in tin. Chainmail pants with a missing link.
I found her diary underneath the tree. reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes. They said that she had found the love she'd waited for. Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. Then she confronted with her writing simply pretended not to care. I passed it off as just in keeping with her total disconcerting air. And though she tried to hide the love that she denied, wouldn't you know?
Thought it would be. I are hailing over Little Eden tonight. Forest and a light, and all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in time, the circuits fall, a switchblade lovers, so fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark. And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. For sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, ah, sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promise to unsnap her jeans. You know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning. Didn't think I'd ever get off. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with lover boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You oughta quit this scene too.
That, of course, was Prince and the Revolution with Raspberry Beret, a short story about some guy working part-time in a five and dime, meets a girl with a hat. We started that set off with Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys, and then we heard Country Death Song by the Violent Femmes, followed by Patches by Clarence Carter, Peter and Gordon, The Knight in Rusty Armor. And then we heard Diary by Bread. I love Bread, just like Oprah. Then we heard Taylor Swift, Speak Now. Bruce Springsteen, 4th of July, Asbury Park, parentheses Sandy, and parentheses, and then Prince. So, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Rick. The show is Ear Buddies, and we're here, or I'm here, every other Sunday morning from 9 to 11. And I usually have a theme for the show. This show's theme is songs that tell stories. So little short stories set to music.